This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora, welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. As part of the Community Waikato podcast series, you're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me on the phone today Sally Ridley, who is also from Community Waikato. Welcome, Sally.
Thank you, Roseanne. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Hey, look, great to have you online. It's amazing what technology can do. You can be out heading towards Raglan Way and actually be talking to me exactly. Online now, which is great. So we thought today would be a great opportunity to talk about the leadership mentoring program that Community Waikato has run for the last sort of five years or so. And we'll obviously have this year's intake coming up soon. So firstly, Sally, do you want to just tell us a little bit about what is the Leadership Mentoring Program all about?
Sure. So Leadership Mentoring is about people in it, because we have a lot of fabulous people in our sector, often working in isolation, but just in roles that it's good to have some specific support for that role that's separate to other people in your workplace, from your board, etc. So somebody that's just there for you to help you develop your understanding, your learning, your thinking, and sort of provide that capacity and capability building opportunities for a person, and support, basically, and support for people to, be their best in their roles.
And obviously it could be someone who's currently in maybe a manager role, and especially maybe a sole charge type of role,
yep.
Or maybe someone who's aspiring to become the manager of an organisation.
Exactly. I mean, leadership doesn't mean being the top person in an organisation. Many of us in our own ways, we're leaders in one area or another. You know, we may be leading a team. We may just be, the expert in that particular area. The definition of leader is quite broad. You don't need to be the CE or the GM to be able to participate in this. You do need probably a certain level of responsibility and expectation in your role in order to be able to gain the most from it. But I don't want people to be put off, if they're not, the top of the tier in their organisation at all.
I love how you said that we all, in some part of our roles, do lead, and that's so true. It might be that you are responsible for leading a program team, or it might be just in some service delivery that
exactly.
you're doing out
yep.
there in the
exactly.
In the not-for-profit space.
Yep.
So what does it entail? What do you need to know?
Well, I keep it as simple as possible. It sits at our website. I've just published the links for the enrolment. So we usually get about 12 mentees in a year. So you come along, register here, give us all the details. I mean, I've got it's all pretty clear on the form you'll get, but everybody's free to contact me and discuss if they have any questions or, not sure about what they want or whether they're the right fit for the program, etc. I'll go through that, and what I look for then is what the person needs. And then we also advertise for mentors, and I shoulder tap mentors, because the mentors, we get a mentor that's specific to the person's needs. So I look around and find a person who can meet the requirements or the thinking of the person who's applied to be a mentee, the specific person that I feel could meet where they're at, the area they work in, the roles they may want to go in that they're looking to develop, or and match them up that way. So mentees get into the program unless there's something specific. Sometimes people will apply and they are not working in our sector. This is specifically for people in our not-for-profit sector, but that's about the only reason that people don't get in. That's not suitable for mentors. I sort of keep a list, so if somebody applies to be a mentor, they may not necessarily get in, maybe say this year, because the strengths they have may not be a good fit for the people I have. So it's a bit, sort of two ways. So to be a mentor, that's about sharing your expertise. You also develop. All our mentors talk about how they gain as much as the mentees say they gain from the relationships, because they also do a lot of learning and understand their own processes better when they're imparting them to other people. So it's quite interesting. So, yeah, go on the website, have a look. I have a range of things here. So basically, it's to learn and grow by being challenged, guided and supported by your mentor is what I have written at our website. And a mentor is to advise, support, guide and challenge your mentee.
And I know from being a mentor myself, I'm one of those people that Sally has tapped on the shoulder, or no, not quite twisted their arm behind their back. No, definitely just tapped on the shoulder to come on as a mentor. And I've had the privilege of doing that with three mentees over the last few years, which and endorse what you just talked about before, about as a mentor ourselves. It's actually also about our own growth and development. And I've found it so rewarding to support three people along the way. And I'll know you'll talk a little bit more about the specifics of the program, but it's sort of around about a 6-month commitment.
Yep.
And then up to you and the mentee as to whether you will continue to have some sort of, you know, connection down the track. And I know I've done that with a couple of the mentees that I've helped to support along the way. And yeah, it's great. It's great to you know, strengthen our own sort of networking, and also too, yeah, an opportunity for us to sort of look at our own growth and development.
Reflect on your own practice and whatnot,
eh? Yeah, most definitely. It's sort of not just do as I say rather than do as what I do sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's right. So just some of the specifics around the commitment, you know, for being on that program.
Yep. So it's, we call it a 6-month relationship. So this year we're going to be starting in April. Early April will be our induction. So it's open at the moment, and I'll spend, as people start to apply, and we push, sometimes we push it out a little bit if people are still coming in, but my intention is to start in April because that gives us 6 months, and then we'll have a close in November. Early November will be our final session. We have three sessions. The first will be the induction, so that's and that'll be in April, and that's when we'll go through. It's at the end of April, so we'll go through and you know, introduce everybody. We have speakers come on, or we set up, you know, sessions and things like that to get people thinking about where they're going, what they're doing, really start to reflect on themselves, and they can make notes, or we give the notes back, and that's, you know, it's a get to know you. By then, I've already introduced mentors and mentees, so I've emailed, introduced them. And for some, they will have already caught up. For others, this will be their first time meeting face to face with their mentor or mentee. And then the and we set out the program, which is essentially over that 6 months. You have to. We expect the expectation is you meet for at least an hour once a month. So people sometimes do more, and that's fine, but the expectation is an hour once a month to meet with your mentor, where you set aside time. You tend to go somewhere outside of your workplace, maybe not a cafe, find an office space or something, whatever works for you, and start your sessions. We have a midway session that's just to get together. Usually another, we bring in some really good speakers. We have, you know, around de-escalation or just all sorts of things that we know people in those roles will find useful. And that again, and that's a get together. That's how are things going. I'll keep in touch with people, but the relationship is. I really emphasise this with people. The relationship is your own. What goes on within your relationship is your business. So what you talk about, all that sort of, all of the things you go over, discover, work through. That's your business. It's not mine. I'm just sitting back, making sure that the relationship is working. And if it's not, you know, we can adjust perhaps. We need a different mentor for that person or a different mentee, yeah, that sort of thing. So, yeah, this is a very personal relationship, not a monitored one that you need to report back to me. Some people have those concerns that with their privacy of their workplace and things they may be discussing that they might have to share, and there's, no, that's, I have to emphasise that that's very much not the case.
Yeah, so it's very much around, you know, the conversations that you do have are confidential.
Yeah.
And
they're between you and your mentor.
Yes.
Unless the mentor has some real concerns about either, you know, the well-being of the person, they may need to reach out because the person, you know, is really struggling with something. Because quite often people, not quite often, but people do come to these things when they're looking for support because things have already got really difficult for them. And that there may be need, you know, so if anybody was really in distress, a mentor may need to reach out and say, look, I've got concerns. Or, and this hasn't happened, but if there was any really illegal or poor practice happening, you know, legally or whatever, they would probably have to reach out as well and, you know, let someone know of the concerns that are going on. But essentially, this is a private relationship between you and your mentor, or, you know, a mentee and a mentor.
Yes, and obviously, you know, it's been that sounding board, isn't it, you know, for any sort of ideas or concerns they might have, and you know, how you can sort of share your knowledge and experience, and at times it might be just around how to also help them, you know, make connections with other people.
Connections to relevant people, to resources, to, you know, sharing knowledge and, you know, toolkits. You know, like someone, say like yourself, you have a mass of toolkits and what are they, things, you know, templates and all that sort of thing, you know, that other people, you know, you've got them and you use them, and you can hand those on to someone else who may not be aware they're available, you know, so you're not reinventing the wheel. You know, there's most issues people face have been faced by others, so there's a wealth of resource out there and knowledge and understanding. And I think learning I'm not alone was one of piece of feedback that jumped out at me one time that I received. Learning I'm not alone, the person had been, you know, it was just the dynamics with board members and other staff and so on, and this person had been left feeling very, very isolated, and it was a real success because they had this, they saw, for one, what was going on wasn't unusual, and for two, it could be rectified. There were ways forward that resolved really well for everybody. So, you know, that's really good.
Yeah, and I've said to other people along the way in various discussions that quite often being, you know, like the manager and whether it's, you know, you do have staff that report to you or don't, it can at times feel like a lonely job.
Yeah.
You know, when quite often the buck stops with you.
Yeah.
And then you sometimes, you know, if you don't have that person that you can reach out to talk to just brainstorm, share, you know, ideas or the concerns that you do have.
Just get the things out of your head. And another actual area that we know is that particularly in smaller communities, often a person might be a manager on one thing with a board of trustees that they report to, but they also, perhaps that person may sit on a board of trustees where maybe one of their trustees is sitting as a working person within that organisation. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to have that really confidential space that's just there for you, that where you have to, you're not tiptoeing around potentially causing harm or speaking out of tune to people that, you know, shouldn't be hearing those conversations, just because that level of privacy and just the ability to be really frank and to really discuss what's important without having to worry about the confidentiality of it.
Yes,
you know,
right.
Because it is just confidential between you and the person. So it just gives that extra layer of support. And sometimes when you can't talk something through because you're, stymied by the relationships that are sitting there, that's a very lonely place to be. And it, and then things don't change either. Things don't get fixed because it becomes too difficult to resolve.
That's right. And the scenario that you just talked about, how, you know, there are probably quite a few of our smaller community organisations where, you know, you have someone who is a trustee or board member, but also do maybe works or volunteers, for your organisation and the programme or service delivery side.
We're very interlinked
yes,
sector.
And that can bring some really interesting dynamics and challenges, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So having an opportunity to reflect on that situation with someone who has no sort of real connection
with
you.
And
also, just having someone who can maybe look at it from a different perspective, you know, puts a different lens across it. You know I found at times, you know, maybe I was saying things like, you know, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? And, you know, sort of looking at, you know, my own experiences where I can sort of maybe just help to provide that little bit of guidance to people or just get them to open up to look at, there are different opportunities out there or different ways to approach something, especially if it's a challenge they've got at the time.
Sometimes people can't see the wood for the trees.
Yes.
Because, like I say, quite often, some people come onto mentoring because they're looking at personal and professional development and they want to grow. Others are coming because they recognise that they need support. And those ones, you know, often they're in a really difficult place. You know, life can be really difficult sometimes. You know, your personal world can collide. You have it's relationships that aren't working. It's within the organisation, stuff like that. You know, life is difficult. Or the organisation is, like many of ours are, you know, currently particularly, you know, financial crises. So there may be, you know, looking at having to downsize. All sorts of really, really big programs that problems, I mean, that people are carrying alone. And this just helps, you know, take some of that loneliness out of it and provide some support to, as you're saying, potential and possible alternatives or ways of looking at things.
Yes, and I know sometimes, you know, it might be around how do I really get my work-life balance in place?
Yep.
You know, and as you mentioned before, sometimes we can't see the wood for the trees.
Yep.
You know, and you're, you know, so consumed in the work element and you're knowing that, you know, you sort of need to make sure you do have more balance, and especially if, you know, you're juggling sort of, you know, with a family, you know, whether it's, you know, your children or whether it's, you know, your older parents, whatever it might be.
Yeah, it's, or both.
Or both, yes, 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 you know what that's like.
Yeah.
It's, you know, how do we sort of, you know, put some boundaries in place so that we've got our work time, we've got our family time, and we've got our you time, you know, for yourself.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
Whether it's finding that time to just get out and go for that walk or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that quite often that's been a discussion point between the mentor and the mentee.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you're paid for 20 hours a week, you should be working 20 hours a week, not 60. You know, that sort of thing. It's sometimes people, I think it's probably quite specific to our sector. People put such a lot of their heart into their role because of the type of work they're doing that they do lose that balance and feel responsible for everything, and you can't be, you know. So there's all sorts of things people discuss. It may just be dealing with difficult situations with staff. You know, that's a big deal when you are working in a sector where you probably know the people really well, there's really close relationships or close links around the place. And so having a difficult, you know, someone that needs to have, you know, having some difficult conversations within your workplace, that, yeah, that's a huge challenge at times. There's all sorts of things people come to. Some people may just be thinking, am I in the right place? Do I need to be, this is my dream, this was my dream, and I'm here now and I'm not there, how do I get there? Or is that even, you know, is that even realistic? There's people bring up all sorts.
They
and,
do,
and
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I've heard, you know, where for some people it's sort of like, you know, how do I now get to that next level? You know,
yeah.
I'm in a sort of a team leader role. You know, what is it that I need? You know, what experience or, you know, maybe what qualifications I need to sort of be able to take that next step up? And so sometimes, you know, it can be just having those conversations.
Yeah.
And
how do I navigate that? Or for some, it may be, actually, I am happy where I am. Do I need to be constantly thinking I need to go further, or do I just become better at what I'm doing and enjoy what I'm doing, you know, be satisfied with what I'm doing and happy in my role, you know, like it's helping establish what you want, where you want to go.
That's right. I think that's a very great point that you've just raised there, because too often I think we end up with people, you know, sort of always looking at what next, or looking over their back, or maybe having a bit of FOMO out there, you know, seeing what other people are doing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, actually, be careful what you wish for.
Exactly.
And maybe this is, you know, your niche, you know.
Yeah.
You know, think about more the positives of, you know, what you do have, you know, more strength-based rather than looking at it from the negatives angle.
Exactly. You know, maybe the things you're worrying about are things you can or want to, you know, you're actually already there and you just need to be, recognise that. Yeah. People are complicated.
Yes, they are indeed. And so that's for, you know, mentees, prospective mentees out there. You know, for anyone who's sort of thinking, yeah, that's a little bit of me, where I'm currently at in my work situation.
You want to grow, develop, you need some support, you want some learning, you know, like, you want to benefit from somebody else that's doing, has done what you've done in the, you know, has done it in the past. There's all those reasons to come onto the program.
Right, that's very good. And obviously, as you were saying, you know, you're going to have all the information now up on our...
Yep, it's all up at the website.
Yep, and the website is www.communitywaikato.org.nz.
Yep.
And then where do they find
it? Hang on, I'm just scrolling to make sure I'm saying. So if you look at Workshops and events, and that's the top line.
Yes.
And under that, you'll see workshops, networks and forums, and leadership mentoring.
Right.
So your answer is the leadership mentoring.
Just click on that, and then you'll see there under mentees, it talks all about
What to expect, what you want, and then at the bottom, click here to register for the 2026 program.
Great. And then also, too, for people out there who might actually, maybe I could become a mentor
in the program. Absolutely. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. So again, obviously, just if you scroll down further on that page, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Actually, side by side.
Side by side, are they? Shows I'm looking at it from my phone. Is obviously a little bit there for prospective mentees.
Yep.
Tells you a little bit about what potentially it is that, you know, you would be doing, what you need to know, as you've already said, is around about a 6-month time commitment, sort of a minimum of 1 hour monthly meetings, and again for you and your mentee to decide what that does look like. Must admit, I have had the odd cafe meeting with my
fine.
Mentee.
It's having a space that you can sit and do the work, because this isn't just a chit chat session, a friend session. This is a some work for you. And 6 months goes past so quickly that if you want to gain from it, you need to do it. And something I forgot to mention is the making connections, you know, having your cohort of people. So that's why we have the meetings, and then we'll do online sessions as well. Last year we didn't, but this year we will, because people felt that would be helpful once a month, say, in between the face-to-face meetings, because it's developing a cohort of people that are doing the same as you are, because again, it extends your network. You find like-minded people, or actually sometimes differently minded people from different places that you wouldn't have had any opportunity to meet outside of this. You meet different people than you may just meet in your normal line of work, and that can also add to your, it adds to your connections, adds to your knowledge, adds to your, friendship and professional friendship sort of base.
Yeah, and the overarching growth and development, isn't it?
Yeah.
Most definitely. And I think that is so great that you have set that up. I know that the mentees that I've worked with, they've really appreciated the connections and the continued connections with those, their fellow mentees outside of once the program has finished. And same with the mentors. And I know at times, even though we've got to make sure everything's confidential, it might be you just talk about a scenario. How would you do this? How would you approach that at times? And that's been quite helpful for the mentors as well. So obviously you were just, if you're interested in being a mentor, again, you would just look to register your interest, and you would then make further contact with them. And then obviously once you've got all your mentees finalised, you'll do your mixing and matching to make sure that you've got a good fit across your mentees and your mentors. And big shout out to Sally, because you actually do an amazing job with that. It's not an easy job, but you've just got that knack of just finding the right sort of fit between the mentor and the mentee. So
I'm really
well done on that, Sally.
So
no pressure. Yeah, no pressure for this year, okay? that's awesome. So really looking forward to seeing how the Leadership Mentoring Program does roll out this year. Mm. And we generally will be tapped on the shoulder again, but I'm really keen to...
Well, I'm so fortunate to have such fantastic colleagues who have such a wide range of knowledge that fits so beautifully with so many of my mentees.
Yeah, and I suppose it is one of the,
benefits.
The benefits and the added value that we do provide is pretty much, I think, nearly all of our team are on some sort of trust or board, and whether that's even chairing that board or not, have a wide variety, I suppose, of experiences that...
And the work you do day-to-day with organisations, you're pretty experienced in just about any crisis or conflict or management issue or just growth, capacity and capability building, that your team, the advisory team, are so skilled in so many areas that it's very relevant to all these mentees pretty much. So it's great. Well,
Great. So, Sally, just to recap, is the information on the website now live?
It's all live, and the registration is live.
Right. So for anyone either listening to the radio show or to the podcast, you can just go to the Community Waikato website, once again, www.communitywaikato.org.nz. Or else if they want to know a little bit further information, probably to look to email you.
Yes, that don't be hesitate. Sally? Just contact me and I'll set the teams up or something, and we'll have a chat. Absolutely happy to do that.
Great. And if you can just share your email address details.
I'm sally@communitywaikato.org.nz.
All right. Nice and easy is that. That's great.
Hey, look, and that's at the website too. Hey, I just want to mention, we've talked before about should we have a program like this for chairpersons or people in the chair role.
Yes.
And we just wanted to mention, with you particularly because you're managing it, having got one, we're sort of thinking about how a program or a mentoring type thing could do. So if you've got an interest in support from a mentor being a chair or how that could look for you, perhaps it's just know that we have got something planned or in the planning stages, and also perhaps to let Roseanne or myself know that you have some interest, you would appreciate some sort of and let us know perhaps what it is you're looking for, so we can gain an idea of how we can best meet the needs of people in those roles in a similar way that we meet, for leadership.
Yeah, look, something I was just going to round off our session with is around that. We did look at, tapping our feet, putting our feet into the water last year and just getting a bit of a feel of is there a need out there for looking at a specific chairperson mentoring program or some sort of support program out there for chair people. And we were hearing more and more that there are a lot more people coming into a chairperson role that they hadn't been a chair before.
Yep.
And very much looking at looking for some support to help with their growth in that role. And we've got some very experienced chair people out there. So we just circumstances meant we couldn't get that program up and running last year, but I know we've definitely got some great interest in people wanting to be involved again this year. So we're just currently working through what does that look like for us. And hopefully it's something that we can probably have up and running around about, say, by May at the latest. And so it'll be a watch this space, especially on our website and obviously in our weekly bulletin we will be advertising more detail about that along with the leadership program. Hey, Sally, we nearly come to an end. So thank you very much. So just to recap, the leadership mentoring program is all go. All the information is live and up on our Community Waikato website for either someone looking as a mentee or someone who would be really keen to look at a mentor role, and we can provide some support around what does that look like for you as well. So look, thank you very much, Sally. Appreciate your time with us.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing how the program rolls out this year. So thank you.
Right, thank you very much. And I'm looking forward to all these new leadership mentees and mentors flying into my inbox.
Great. Thanks very much for that, Sally. Ka kite, everyone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.